Hello, lads and lasses.
It is my last day on the farm for a while, although I have to come back in mid-August for my brother's fiancé's bridal shower. That's going to be such fun. I'm really looking forward to that. So, yes, I'm going home this afternoon. Although, first of all, I'm going to have lunch at Swiss Chalet with my friend Michael, which is great. He's a really nice person and someone that I've really enjoyed getting to know over the past year. I met him through another friend of mine. All the people that I know, actually, who know him really seem to think he's a great guy, so it's nice to have friends like that. Anyway, I thought that while I have a minute, I would post my positive thinking updates for the day. I have to do some housework yet. I just got back from a walk, and I have to do some breakfast dishes and some dusting while my mom goes off on her bike ride and gets some exercise. So, I will do that shortly, but first of all, I'll record my positive thinking stuff for today. The first thing that is very positive in my life right now is family, both nuclear and extended. Mom and I had a lovely day yesterday. We visited my Aunt Carolyn, who has two dogs, four kids, and I think two or three cats. It's a madhouse there, but it's a fun madhouse. And they're all nice kids, really nice. And Aunt Carolyn is just a truly wonderful person. She's funny, she's cheerful, she's intelligent. She's actually been my favorite aunt since I can remember. I love all my aunts, really, but Aunt Carolyn was always sort of the one that made me smile and, you know, could always bring the sunshine into an otherwise dreary day. So then we went to my cousin by marriage, Sarah's baby shower. She's going to have a baby in a little over a month. That was in London, Ontario. Not London, England, unfortunately. I would love to go to England someday. And of course, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales as well. It's actually my dearest dream, probably, although I neither have the resources nor the ability to get there because A, I don't have money, and B, I can't fly. I have chronic ear issues, and have had since I was a baby, so I am kind of a homebody in that sense. I can't go too far abroad. But who knows, maybe one of these days I will win the lottery and be able to take a ship over to the UK. That would be cool beans with awesome sauce. So there were some interesting games at the shower, a bingo game and a Price is Right game, and another game in which we had to identify melted chocolate that was being passed around in a diaper, or a nappy, as the folks in the UK would call them. apparently it looked quite a lot like baby poop. There were seven different diapers and seven different kinds of chocolate. Now, I have no sense of smell, so I was not able to play that game, and I wasn't going to taste it. But it was quite comical. And I really enjoyed watching Sarah open all her gifts, or listening to it, really, I suppose. I actually recorded part of that, and I think I will post it later, among other things. Actually, I have a few recordings I want to put up there. So that was fun. Then we visited my grandma for a while. Unfortunately, I was really not feeling well for part of that visit. I had a seizure, and oy vey, bloody seizures. I was really foggy and incoherent and not able to speak properly, and it was so annoying because I really don't get a chance to see my grandma all that much. And I love to talk to her when I can. I do talk to her on the phone quite a bit, but it's not the same. But at least I did get to see her, and she made me feel very grateful for another thing, actually, and that is good friends. I don't have a lot of them, but the friends I do have are truly special people. God bless them all. They have made a huge difference in my life. Grandma was reminiscing last night about the past. Hang on one second, I have to see how much time I have left here.
The time is 8:53 a.m.
Oh, okay, good, I have enough time. Grandma was reminiscing about the past last night and talking to me about how the fact that all her friends, or most of them, are no longer around to talk to. They have either passed on or are residing in nursing homes and are not with it enough to really hold a conversation with. And I feel really badly for Grandma, and actually for all elderly people in that position. I actually think that's the plight of a number of senior citizens who have no family or friends left, and they must be so lonely. My heart just goes out to them. Oh, I wish there was something I could do for them. My mother tells me I can't conquer the world, and she's right, but at least I can do something for the ones that I know. I actually recorded Grandma a bit last night. She didn't know she was being recorded, because she wouldn't have let me if I'd asked her. I'd love to post it, because she has some interesting things to share, but I'm a little concerned about doing that, because I think she would be very upset with me if she knew that she was, she had been, you know, sort of recorded for posterity and put online. I don't know. I don't know if it would bug her or not. I know she hates the sound of her own voice, but she wouldn't have to listen to it. She is in two of my other audio boos, but she didn't know she was being recorded, and I didn't record anything personal or private at all. I would never do such a thing in any case. I've recorded my parents a few times without their knowledge as well, but again, I'd never record anything confidential or share anything that should not be discussed in public. Let me see, third positive thing, what else can I say? I have to hurry because I'm running out of time. Oy vey. Sorry, I'm rather tired, so this boo is not particularly scintillating, I know. I got pretty much no sleep last night, just because I was feeling rotten, and I was up and down like a yo-yo. It was not pleasant, so I'm sorry, I'm not all that put together this morning. I guess the third positive thing is that I should have a good week. I have a meeting at church on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday I have to go for a bone density scan because my doctor is concerned that I'm developing osteoporosis. But then after that, I may get a chance to visit my friend the Kimmers, because her place isn't that far away from the hospital where my bone density scan is taking place. So that will be fun. So there you go, folks. Third positive thing for the day, and I better end this now. Bye.